Where in the Bible will I find the Lord's Supper on every first day of the week? Hello, everyone. I'm Jim Dearman, and for the answer to that question, we go to the Word of God. On the first day of the week, Jesus arose from the tomb. He met with his disciples on three succeeding first days of the week. His church was established on the first day of the week, Acts chapter 2. The first Christians were commanded to lay by in store on the first day of the week, 1 Corinthians 16:2, and they came together on the first day of the week to partake of the Lord's Supper, Acts 20 and verse 7. Not a first day or just any day of the week, but the first day of the week, meaning the first day of every week, 52 weeks in every year. This is the teaching of the apostles that they received from Jesus, and they taught it to the early Christians. It is said that these early Christians continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and in breaking of bread and in prayers, Acts 2:42. Christians assembled on the first day of the week to eat the Lord's Supper, Acts 20, verse 7, as we've noted. And the Hebrews writer says that they were not to forsake assembling of themselves together, Hebrews 10:25. The assembly on the Lord's Day was for eating the Lord's Supper, fellowship, prayers, and exhorting one another. For those who need authority for meeting on the first day of every week to break bread, this is sufficient. And every child of God ought to look forward to every opportunity to assemble with the saints, to worship and honor the God of heaven and Jesus Christ, his Son.